Last year, an insider infiltrated a pig butchering scam in Dubai. But little did I know that the video I'd produce on this would result in the largest arrest of scammers in any one location in the world. The people sitting on the ground here with their arms in cable ties are 2,000 plus scammers. This footage was taken from a neighbouring building at the Rahaba residences where they worked. The group here in their underwear are the ringleaders. These are the Chinese gang members who set up the call centre to target almost every country you can imagine. The raid was so large it required a huge number of resources. Not only were the police involved, but there needed to be ambulances, very many buses and medical staff around. The majority of the scammers were from North Africa or Asia, and very many of them were deported straight after this raid. Yep, that's them. You're probably wondering how they got into this situation. Let me explain. Last year, a man who calls himself Beard reached out to me and said that he was working in a scam operation in Dubai. He had no idea before he arrived that he was going to be part of a scam. But of course, whenever he was given photographs of a glamorous lady and told to pretend to be her, he immediately got suspicious. His job was initially to speak to people on dating apps and move them quickly to WhatsApp or Telegram. When he had built the trust with his victim, he was supposed to hand them over to the Chinese gang, who would then persuade the victims to invest in what would be a fake cryptocurrency platform. If you want to see the original video, there's a link here and in the description. Beard was told that it was a very simple copy and paste job.
Bro, in the copy paste, they provide you lots of numbers and you chat with the customer and you just need to ask the name and age. After that, you need to transfer to another department. That's it. This is the copy paste job. It's very easy.
And indeed, it was a very simple job if you could overlook the fact that you're scamming people out of thousands of dollars. Once he'd built up trust with the victims, he would then pass them on to the second part of the scam, which was run by the Chinese gangs. They would encourage the victims to invest in what would turn out to be a fake crypto investment platform, one which would show plenty of profits, but of course the victims could never withdraw this. But the most shocking thing of all of this was the scale of their operation. They had at least four buildings in use, and almost everyone around was involved in some way. The buildings themselves were well outside the centre of Dubai, and they could literally see the police coming for miles. And there were so many cell phones in use that they needed a separate mobile communications van outside the main residences. And the operation left nothing to chance. Thanks to Beard, I had some good footage inside the buildings, but only when they had been vacated was the scale really apparent. With 2 to 4 people per room, 50 rooms per floor, and at least 8 floors in 4 buildings, you can imagine the number of people involved. At first, I had no idea of the exact number, but the arrests amounted to over 2,000. Many hundreds of computers, monitors, and IT equipment was seized. This particular footage comes from a different insider who was on a task scam in Ajman. But to cope with the needs of over 2,000 people, they needed more than just computers. In fact, when the buildings were raided, they uncovered an entire mini hospital. There was an internal doctor's surgery complete with blood monitoring machines and an entire chemist's shop just for the people working in the buildings. When the Chinese gangs operate scams at this sort of scale, often keeping people within the buildings, you can understand why they need this sort of infrastructure. But perhaps most shocking of all was the way that the scammers persuaded their victims that they were real. So if there was any doubt in the victim's mind, then they would offer a video call. And that's because the models resided with the scammers and would frequently make those sort of calls face to face with victims.
Nice to see you. I will message you myself. Okay? Okay, thank you. Bye bye, blessings.
By the time it came to the police raids, this particular model, who called herself Anel, had actually moved to a different location. And that's because there were at least 5 different buildings running various sorts of scams, including both romance scams and task scams. If you haven't heard of the task scam before, I'll be covering it in a future video. And that's why if you run a business, you have to stay one step ahead of scammers and hackers. I've teamed up with the sponsor of this video, ThreatLocker, to offer you a business product that can help combat scams and hacks. ThreatLocker will automatically block anything which is untrusted and will limit your business to only what is needed. So your normal business applications will be whitelisted using their learning mode. And then if anything unusual happens, like someone accessing this fake bank website, the suspicious software will be blocked by default. The administrator can even decide whether to ring-fence any suspicious applications. That could mean preventing its internet access, restricting access to the registry, or any other file on the computer. So if you would like to check out ThreatLocker, you can do this for free by using my link, threatlocker.com/Jim Browning. It's also in the description. Now back to the video. Even though I was only aware of one or two buildings because of the insiders, the police obviously had intelligence that led them to other locations. Locations like Ajaman, Ras Al Khaimah, and smaller residential buildings. It seems that the Chinese gangs rented various apartments, villas and large buildings to run the scams. In one such area, called Yasmin Village, almost every building was being used for some sort of scam. In fact, after the second set of raids in this area, almost every building was entirely vacated. And because I can see the rental prices for these sorts of apartments, I know that it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for just this one area alone. But that wouldn't have been a problem for these crime gangs. I'm told that the police managed to seize over 70 million dirham. That's about 20 million US dollars. But even better, they were able to track down the boss. He wasn't in one of the buildings which was occupied by the main scam groups, but instead he was in a hideout well away from the other buildings. And the boss wasn't deported, but I believe he's in a jail somewhere in UAE. And after the success of the Rahaba residences, the raids just kept on coming. This raid happened in Ajaman, just to the north of Dubai. Just like Rahaba, the majority of the people who were caught up seemed to be from North Africa or East Asia. I'm told that the vast majority of the people who were involved in the scam were deported back to their country of origin. Here, over 1,000 people were arrested and you can see them being bussed away. But strangely, there haven't been any press releases. Most of my information has come from online videos capturing these raids. In fact, when I released last year's video, there was initially no response from the police. However, around 12 weeks after the release of that video, I started to hear about the raids. I'm certain that my video, at least in part, played a role. But if I'm getting these reports secondhand, how can I be sure that these videos were actually the call centres that I had seen? Well, if you look carefully at the road markings and the side of the building here, I can tell from Google Earth that this is the bus parking at the back of the buildings. Likewise in Ajaman, the building name is clearly visible. I also still had access to some of the WhatsApp and Telegram groups used by the scammers, and that's where I picked up this little gem.
Let me just drop this message here, guys. If you know you're doing Chinese work, please resign. Forget about your salary. Take your passport and leave now. Resign. They are reading everywhere. They raided everywhere and they brought us to the desert. We are in the middle of the desert. I'm talking to you in Abu Dhabi. We don't even know the location in Abu Dhabi. They came to dump us in an abandoned building. The building is not even ready. As I'm talking to you, since 2 a.m. that they raided, we are still inside the vehicle. No food, no water. Yeah? The rubber they used to tie our hands is killing us. People are in agony, using guns to beat us. It is crazy. I would not want any of you to experience this. If you know you're an overstay, just better get your ticket and leave UAE now. Get your outpass and leave UAE now. This Abu Dhabi guy is crazy. He's really, really crazy. Anytime I have opportunity again to use any phone or to reach you guys, I'm going to try to talk to you guys. Okay? Everybody that they raided from Ras Al Khaimah, from Sharjah, from Dubai, from Ajuman, Emirates City, everywhere. They brought them to this place. We are about 50 boxes, 50 luxurious buses with more than 2,000 people. I cannot make...
Yep, that sounded pretty rough alright, but not as rough as having your entire life savings taken away from a fake investment. But I also had some first-hand accounts of people who were actually deported. This is an email from someone called John, who was a Ugandan and had worked in the Rahaba residences. He sent me this email about a month after he was deported, and I'm thinking he was trying to get me to send him some money. He claimed that over 3,000 people were deported, but I think the figure is closer to 2,000. He claimed that the majority of people working there were either Chinese, Malaysian, Ugandan, Rwandan, Pakistani, Nigerian, Ghanaian, Kenyan, Sri Lankan or Russian. And when they were deported, they were given absolutely nothing. No phones, wallets or cash, their bank accounts were seized, and they didn't even have shoes to go back in. They were barefoot. And of course, I'd normally have sympathy for someone who travelled abroad to get a better job, but when you're involved in stealing money from other people, you lose all of my sympathy. John claimed that he was a cleaner there, but I know for a fact that the people who were not involved were let go. Only the people actively involved in scams were actually deported. And when you work in a scam call centre like this one, your basic salary is barely enough to live on. You have to make sure you steal from other people. So this is a fantastic result for the police in Dubai. I haven't heard of any other country carrying out this number of raids in such a quick period of time. And because of this, Dubai is now seen as a no-go area for these sorts of scams. With a concerted effort and real action on the ground, this problem can be reduced or eliminated. If only the same sort of action could be undertaken in other countries which host pig butchering and task scams, and I'm thinking particularly of the ones in Cambodia, Thailand, and especially Myanmar. Myanmar in particular hosts very large and notorious scam camps. I have been contacted by a number of individuals who have confirmed are working in KK Park, the best known of these parks. The majority of people working here have been human trafficked to these camps, have their passports stolen, and are forced into this labour. This is scamming on an industrial scale. As the military have overthrown the government, trying to get police to do something here is next to impossible. However, the nearby Thai authorities are attempting to do something about these parks. They have recently, for example, cut off their electric supply. And it looks like some of the people who work in those parks are being handed over to authorities in the neighbouring Thailand. Let's hope that this is the beginning of a crackdown on these scam parks. So sometimes it is possible for a YouTube video to make a difference on scams. I always intended this channel to highlight and educate people about scams, but sometimes if the authorities can act on the information, it can lead to much bigger things. If you would like to support me in my quest against scammers, there's a few ways you can do this. Firstly, if you're not already subscribed, do hit that subscribe and bell icon. Hitting the like button is your way of recommending these videos to other people on YouTube. YouTube will sometimes not monetize these videos, so you can support me on Patreon. There's a link here and it's in the description. Alternatively, coffee keeps me going, so if you'd like to buy me a coffee, there's a link to do just that. My other socials are Twitter, TikTok and LinkedIn, so follow me there too. Finally, thanks for all your support and see you on the next one.